Okay, Rabosa, good vach, good morning. Hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf nun tes. And we've taken this little short detour to talk about Anaz Dvarim. We started yesterday, and we're going to continue through today. And we are at the bottom here. I'm a Rabbi Bar Baruchan. I'm a Rabbi Yochanan on the bottom of Nun Ches Amad Beis, right? Continuing on and discussing Onaz Dvarim. Reads almost like a Gadata, but it's a welcome break from the other topics in the Masechta. So I'm a Rabbi Bar Baruchan. I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. Nochlo Adam Shavu Al Safik Ishes Ish Veel Yabin Pnei Chaver Barabim. Much better, fascinatingly enough, for a person to maybe sleep with someone else's wife than to embarrass someone else in public. Minnalan, how do you know that's true? Because that seems crazy, right? Mi didarish Rava. From Rava's drasha to darish Rava, my dechliya wasn't mean what the pasuk says. Uvetzali samhu v'nesfu karu v'lo damu. I limped and my enemies were happy and they gathered together and they v'lo damu, they wouldn't be quiet. Amar David l'fenei Kodesh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam goli v'yodir l'fenecha shem haya makarim b'sari lo haya dami shosis la'aretz. David said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, if my enemies would tear at me, I wouldn't bleed. My blood wouldn't fall to the ground. Pashas is because the blood had already drained from his face, already embarrassed from all of their attacks. V'lo'od ela, filib shasha oskim b'nogayim v'olos, omrimli, David habal ishes ish misaso b'ma. They would ask David, they would mock, they would make fun of David, they would be dealing with halachos of negayim and oholos, which is tsaras and tumantara, nothing to do with anything. And they'd be like, oh, by the way, David, what happens if you sleep with someone else's wife? Obviously, insinuating about his situation with David and Bathsheba. Just to explain, David was with Bathsheba when she was still, quote-unquote, married, but she had gotten a get, a conditional get, that if her husband would die in war, then she would be divorced retroactively. So that's a Suffolk Eishish. That's what we're talking about over here. A Suffolk Eishish. He wasn't sure of the status, then obviously, when he died, so then she was fine and everything was kadas kadin. But basically, people would make fun of David. He would say that they would make fun of him. They'd be, oh, by the way, what's a shayla, like you would mock somebody. Sounds like the havdil of dollars, guys making fun of each other in the locker room or whatever, shouting insults. They'd be learning negayim and all those, and say, oh, by the way, what's halacha for ish ish? What do you kill him? What misa is based in? V'ani omer, so David would say back to them, omer lahem misaso b'chenek, you get chenek. V'yesh lo chelik olam halo. But you get a chelik in olam haba. Avol hamablin is penechav erev rabim im lo chelik b'olam haba. David would get him back and be like, listen, at least they would have a chelik in olam haba. If you embarrass someone in public, there is no chelik in olam haba. You do not get olam haba. So we see it's better not to embarrass somebody, better not to embarrass somebody and chas shalom violate the sister, than to embarrass somebody in public. Marzutra bar tuvia amar rav amri la amar rav chana bar bizna amar rav shimon chasida amri la amar rav yochanan mishum rashbi mishum rav shimon bar yochai noach lo adam shiyapil asma lekivshan aish vayabin espenei chaveo barabim. This one is a little bit more well known, that it's better for a person to be thrown in the fire than to embarrass himself in public. Minale, how do you know? Me Tamar. From Tamar and Yehuda, the story where Yehuda was with Tamar, that was after Erev Onan passed away, and Tamar became pregnant, and she was going to be taken out to be killed. Basically, that's not a quote that illustrates anything, but if you know the story over there, basically, Yehuda took her out to be killed because she had, quote-unquote, become pregnant through an illicit relationship, and she basically sent to him, instead of saying, oh, by the way, it was you, to embarrass him in public, she sent to him his staff and his tefillin and whatever, and basically said, this is the father of the child, and Yehuda recognized it and said, so come many, that she's more righteous than me, and long story short, she didn't embarrass him. It was better, she was willing to be thrown in the fire, instead of embarrass him. Amar Rav Chanina, or Chanina, it could be, but yeah, there's another nosuch over there, fine. Amar Rav Chanina, Bereder of Idi, my dechtia wasn't mean the pasuk says, v'lo sonu ish es amisho. How do you darshan out that pasuk? Don't bother, don't do anything wrong, to amiso, to your friend, I guess. Say darshan am sheitcha batorah of mitzvos alto nehu. Someone who is with you, amito is am sheitcha batorah, someone who is with you in Torah, who's being a good Jew, don't do anything wrong to him, don't bother him. And don't embarrass him. Amar Rav, Rav says, Lo lemei adam zoyer ba'onas ishto. A person should always be careful with the words a person says to his wife. Shemitoch shedim asa metzuya onasa krova. Because her tears are close, literally that means. So her ona, right, is her pain, right, and krova, right, and does that, the her, it's very easy to obviously to upset her, and then you know then and Rashi says lavo poronos, right, there'll be problems and punishments for doing that. Rabbi Lazar says that miyom shenichru beis hamikdash, right, nenelu shali tefila, right, the gates of tefila have been closed. Shemar Pazik says in Eicha gam ki ezak v'yashua saw some tefilasi, right, but v'afal pishu shari tefila ninalu shari dimaos lo ninalu, right, the gate of even though the gate of tefila has been closed up in Shemayim, the gate of tears has not been closed. Shemar Pazik says shama tefilasi Hashem v'shavasi hazina el Rav says, "Kol holich batzis ishto nofo bigehenim." One second, Rav says, though someone follows his wife's advice, he falls into Gehenim. Shneimer says, "Rak lo haya ka'achav." Right, but the problem is, right, that we have a stira because Amale Repapala Bayeva Amri Inchi Itcha Gutza Gachim Vital Choshla. Right, people say that if your wife is short, right, bend down and listen to what she has to say. Listen, whisper to her and listen to what she has to say. So, what is it? I mean, we have two statements that seem to contradict each other. Do you listen? Should you listen to your wife or not? So, Gemara says it depends on, as you might imagine, it depends on what the advice is. Lo Kasher Kam Mili De Alma Kam Hab Mili. The Bisa, right? One answer is it depends, right? If you're talking about like worldly matters, right? Again, back in the day, right? The women were not really so in tune with what's going on in the world. They would take care of what's going on at home, right? So much probably better not to listen to her advice because you might end up with some trouble if she doesn't know what's really going on. But again, but if you're in terms of matters of what's dealing with the house, right? So then you should listen to her. She knows much better about what's going on. Another answer, right? When should you listen to your wife or not? Also, meaning mili d'shmaya. Meaning, back in the day, it was very much more common for the husband to be more learned in Torah. So, if you had a spiritual matter, so it was a better idea to listen to the husband, right? And that's probably why. Probably a good answer because what do we say if you listen to your wife? Holy chvasas isha nova begehenim, you end up in Gehenim. Well, you don't end up in Gehenim. According to the first answer, a little bit tough to understand because what if there's Gehenim, right? If you don't listen to her about mili debeso, okay, it could be that maybe the kids will go off the derech or whatever, like things will be crazy, or maybe it's Gehenim on this world. Okay, you could touch it up, but here is much more, to the point that if usually the husband was more well versed in Torah law and other things, so maybe Alma, right? Again, the wife certainly knows, right? Certainly has tremendous amount of insight to other things. Amar Rav Chista says, "Kol Sha'ara Hasharim Ninalu Chutz Mishari Ona," that all the gates up in Shemayim are closed except for the gate of Ona. Shenamar Pasuk says, "Hinei Hashem Nitzav Al Chomas Ancha Uviado Ancha." What is that? Anach, v'yado anach, meaning that it's a tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to punish. Amar Rabbi Elazar, kol nifra bidei shliach chutz me'ona, right? A person is going to be punished through a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except for ona, where Hashem punishes himself. A person violates onas tvarim, shenamar v'yadcha anach. Okay, Hashem has in his hand this tool to punish people. Okay, Amar Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avo says, "Gimel ha'in ha'pargud ninal b'fnehem." Right, for three things, the pargud, which is the curtain, theoretically, again, if you, the imagery between this world and the next world, right, it's not closed in front of them, meaning that it's fully open, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking directly at the people who violate these Yisurim. Ona v'gezel avodah zarah. Right, so by ona, right, by gezel, by theft and avodah zarah. Obviously, idol worship. Ona dechtiv uviyadu onach. Okay, we just quoted that. Gezel dechtiv chamas v'shod yisham haba al panai tamid. Avodah zarah dechtiv ha'am ha'machisim osi al panai tamid. Right, it's always on Hashem's face. Right, he's ready, always kind of face to face to that, with nothing in between. Am Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, "Olam yehi adam zohir betvua betoch beso." Right, a person should always be careful to make sure he has enough grain, enough food in his house. Shein mariva matzuya ela betoch beso shal adam ela al oske tvua. Right, and fights end up happening because of there's no food. Shneimar Pazuk says, "Hasam sham gvulcha shalom chelu chitim yaspiach." Amar Rav Papa, and Rav Papa says, "Hainu damri inchi." This is what people say: "Kimeshalim sari mikado." When the sari, when the sori, when the grains, when the barley is finished from the kad, from the container, nakesh v'asi tigur v'beisa. That's when the fights kind of break out. V'amar Rav Chinina, or some say Could be chenna. Yeah, bar papa. La olam yehi adam zari betvua betoch beza shalom nikru yisrael dalim ela al deiske tvua. Right, Am Yisrael are considered dal, right, weak, poor. Right, the only in terms of food. Shnamas the pasuk says vayayim zari Yisrael v'chulei uksiv vaychenu lehem uksiv vaydal Yisrael ma'od mepnei. Midyan. Okay. Am Rabbi Chama la olam yehi adam zari bechavod ishto. She'ein bracha metzuya b'soch beso shel adam ela b'shvil ishto. Person should always be careful about the kavod of his wife, right? Because the bracha only comes to a person's house because of his wife. Shneamar as pasuk says u'lavram heitiv b'avura. Right. That's when Sarah was taken by Paro, and Paro was very good to Avram. Right. Gave him tzon bakar. Right. All this wealth, and that was because of Sarah. Vayinu da amar lehu. Rava, the B'nai Mechoza, and this is what Rava said to the people in B'nai Mechoza, Okrili Neshaichu, be very good to your wives, right, to make sure that you will become, right, tough is sometimes interchangeable with shin, right, titasru means tisasru, they become wealthy. Tana Hasam says over there, says in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is in Kalim, right, Chitku Chulios, okay, good. So now, once we're still talking about Onos Dvarim, now we're going to get onto this whole pretty famous story of Tanur Shel Achnai, which is the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, where all these Nisim kind of supported Rabbi Elazar, but the Chachamim were steadfast in their opposition to his opinion about this this Tanur, about this oven. Now, just a 2 second kind of introduction over here. Shaila is something coming from Kabbal Tuma, whether when it's considered to be a kli. And it depends, right? If it's a kli, what's it called? If it's a kli, not a dhamma, but if it's like pottery and like earthenware and stuff like that, yeah, I got a kli adama. Yeah, it's not mekabel tuma. But if something is already put together, right, if it's already connected by different things or whatever, so then it is mekabel tuma. Meaning, if it's already glued together, cemented together, however they used to put these pieces together. So Tana Hasan, the Mishnah says like this: Chotra, and this is again at the end. We'll see right how terrible it is. Onas dvarim. Right. This is basically going to take us to the end of Amud Beis. Tana Hasan, the Mishnah says: Chotra chulios venasan chol bein chulio lechulio. Person cut out these pieces to make an oven, and he put this kind of chol literally means sand. Basically to kind of glue or cement or whatever, put these pieces together into the oven. And then the oven obviously ended up touching something that would make a tameh, a sheretz, or whatever. So Rabbi Elazar matayer, v'chachamim matamim. Right? Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and v'chachamim, Rabbi Elazar was matameh. Well, it was matayer, rather. If you look at Rashi, Rabbi Elazar matayer, she'ein ze kli cheres, right? Ela binyan ke'ein called kli galalim u'kli adama. Right? It's not kli cheres, which is an earthenware pot, right, which could become tameh, but it was like really clay adama, which is not mekabel tuma. And the Chum disagreed. Right? They went based on, if you look at Rashi, those are the basar chulios. They went based on the pieces, and they thought that it was a proper oven, and therefore mekabel tuma. It was like a clay cheres. Okay, and that was the machlokes between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim. Right, v'zehu toner shel achnai. This is the achnai is a snake. Right? It was an oven of a snake. My achnai. Why did he call it that? So, Amrav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Sheikifu Devarim Ka'achnazu V'timuhu. Because the Chachamim surrounded it with all these arguments, like a snake surrounds around its prey, right? And he made it tameh. Tana, we learned the Braisa taught us that. But Osa Hayom on that day, Heishev Rabbi Elazar called Shuvah Shabbat Olam. Rabbi Elazar gave all the answers in the world. V'lo Kiblu Yemenu. They didn't accept any of them. Amr Lahem, he said, Im Halacha Kamosi, if the Halacha is like me, Choruv Ze Yochiach. Right, this carob tree should prove it. And Nekar Charev Mimkomo Mea Amma. Sure enough, the carob tree uprooted itself and resettled right back in the ground 100 Ammas away. Amrila Arba Meas Amma. Some people say it was 400 Ammas away. Amrila, they say back to him, Amevi and Rayim and Charev, right? We're not impressed by miracles. Right? We don't bring a proof from a Charev, we bring proofs from Torah principles. Okay. Chazav Yamar, Rabbi Elazar went to sit back to them. Amar lahem im halacha kamosi emes hamayim yochichu. Right, this river, right, this water canal should prove that I am correct. And chazru emes hamayim lacharem, and the water started flowing in the opposite direction. So Amar lo, they sit there, meivim ra'elim emes mayim. You can't prove anything, right, halachically from some sort of miracle that you could just pull off. Chazru amar lahem, he said back to them, im halacha kamosi kozli beis hamedrash yochichu. The walls of the beis hamedrash should prove that I'm right, says Rabbi Elazar. One second, sorry, just checking. Yeah, okay, fine. Where am I? Right. So he too kozlei beis hamedrash lipol. So the walls of the beis hamedrash were starting to fall. So gar behem Rabbi Yeshua started yelling at the walls. And Amar lehem, he said, if the talmidei chachamim are yelling at each other, fighting with each other, defeating each other, behalacha, right? Atem mativchem, right? What do you have to do with anything? What's your problem, right? You have no business here. So lo naflu mpnei kvodo shel Rabbi Yeshua, v'lo zakfu mpnei kvodo shel Rabbi Elazar. So the walls were stuck, right? Who do you follow? So the walls didn't fall. Right, at a cover of Rabbi Yeshua, they didn't stand straight at a cover of Rabbi Elazar. Right, v'adayin matin va'umdim. So they stayed bent. They stayed bent, and they are still. Right, the implication is that they are still bent like that. They haven't gone back. Chazav Rabbi Lehem, Rabbi Elazar said to them, "Im halacha kamosi, the halacha. If the halacha is like me, min shamayim yochichu. They should. Kosh Baruch Hu should prove it." And Yatsa Baskol v'amra. Baskol came out and said, "Malachem Eitzel Rabbi Elazar, what are you bothering with Rabbi Elazar for? Shalacha Kamosu b'kol makom, right? The halacha is always like him." So Amar Rabbi Yeshua al Raglav, Rabbi Yeshua got back up and said, "Amar lo b'shamayim he." Right, quoted Pasukim Dvarim, right? The Torah, right? The Pasukim Parshas Vayelech. Wait, need something? Don't remember. Okay, either way, right? Lo b'shamayim he. Right, it's not in. I mean, the Torah is given to Am Yisrael. But my lo b'shamayim he. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya shekvar nis na Torah me'ar Sinai. Right, the Torah was given to us. Right, by Har Sinai, we have given certain principles. Right? We just started to learn Avos, even though Pirkei Avos really starts next week. But we talked about why does it say Moshe Kabbal Torah Misinai? The first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is the Shalshelas HaMasorah. So why is that true? So we talked about Rabbi Bar Tanura and Rabbi Asher Weiss point out that basically these Midos were passed down from. We have rules how to govern, right? Just like if you have two halachos that are contradictory. Let's say you're faced with a scenario where you're Mekayim Mitzvah Asay, but you violate a Los Asay. So we know there's a concept called Ase Do Chalos Ase. By Midos, we have that as well. If you're faced with two scenarios, you have rules what to follow. And long story short, over here, you also have rules. Lo B'Shamayim Hi. That's how we determine the Torah. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. Shekvar Nita Torah Me'ar Sinai. Ein Anu Mashkichem B'Baskol. Right? We don't listen to a Baskol. Shekvar Kasavta B'Har Sinai B'Torah. You already wrote in your Torah. Acharei Rabim Lahatos. Right? You go based on the majority. That's how we judge cases. Right? It doesn't matter that the river flows backwards and the walls are going to threaten to fall in. So sure enough, Ashkei Rabbi Nosson Leilio. I love when they just throw this in, right? Leilio Anavi Zechor Latov. We should come quickly with Meher Beimenu with Mashiach. Anyway, Rabbi Nosson found Leilio. Amalei said to him, "My Avi Kush Baruch Hu Behi Shaitza." What is the Kosh Baruch Hu doing at this point when he sees this going on? So Amalei Kachayich. He's smiling. By Amar, and he says, Nitzchuni banai, my sons have defeated me. But yes, meaning that yes, Akash Baruch was happy, right, that with this whole give and take, right, that using the Torah principles that he gave us, right, to figure out the halacha, even though perhaps right, some the Baskol would be right, would be like Rabbi Elazar. So Amar, they said, Oso ayam heviu koltar shetir Rabbi Elazar v'sarfum ba'esh. Fascinating that they brought all of the Taharos that Rabbi Elazar had said was Tahor, right? Like according to his opinion, right? Like this this oven that he thought was Tahor, and they burned them. V'nimnu alavu barchu, right? And they overpowered him, right? They counted and they made a chayrim on him. They put him in chayrim. V'amru mi yilech, and they put him in chayrim. V'amru, and then they said mi yilech v'yodiyehu, but who's going to tell him? So Rabbi Lehem, so Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Ani Yelech, Rabbi Kiva said, "I'll do it." Shema Yelech Adam Sheinu Hagon V'Yodiu V'Nimtzam Hachriv Is Kol Olam Kulo. Because maybe someone who's not worthy will go, and he'll end up destroying the entire world. Right? The Pasha says, right, that again, these Tanaim had tremendous kochos, right, tremendous powers, right. Okay, anyway, as you'll see in a second, right, what happened eventually to Rabbi Gamliel. So Ma also, what Rabbi Kiva, right, so what did he do? So Lava Shchorim, right, he wore black clothes. When he sat at Shchorim, he wrapped himself in black clothes. V'yashar lefanav barachok arba amos, and he sat in front of Rabbi Elazar, right, he learned with, right, a lot, for 4 amos away. So I'm a little Rabbi Elazar, Akiva, ma yom mi yomayim, right, what are you doing, what's different today, than, right, manishtana yom, halayla zeh, what's different today, right, from all the other days? So I'm a little, he said to him, Rabbi, kemidu ma'lishav chaverim bedilim imcha. Seems to me that your friends are removing themselves from you, meaning, obviously, that, it seems like they put you in cherim. It's a nice way of saying it seems like they put you in cherim. So Afu Kara Begadav, so Rabbi Elazar got the point, right? He tore his clothing. Chalitz Menalav, he took off his shoes, right? Like he's in mourning. Mourning, M-O-U-R-N, right? Vinishmat, and Yashav, Agavi Karkar, sat on the ground. Zolgu Ein of Dmos, He cried. His tears flew from his eyes. Right, and laka ha'olam shlish b'zeisim v'shlish b'chitim v'shlish b'seorim, and the world was afflicted. Right, there was 1/3 of the olives, 1/3 of the chitim of the wheat, and 1/3 of the seorim of the barley. V'yesh omrim af bachik shavide isha tafeach. Right, some people say even any dough that was in a woman's hands already they went immediately got spoiled. Tana v'lein der v'isa that ach godol haya ba'osu hayom. That even more than that, any place Rabbi Elazar looked, that was immediately burned. Right, reminiscent of when Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai came out of the cave right, too early, and Hashem had to send him back in. Okay, and Rabbi Gamliel was on a boat at that point, and Amar Alav Nichshol Letovo, and there was a wave that was going to drown it, that was going to drown the boat. Amar, he said, Kimiduma Elisha Ein Ze Ela Bishvil Rabbi Elazar Ben Hurkanus. He says it seems like this is all for Rabbi Elazar. So Amar Al Ragalab, so he got up, and Amar, and he said, Rabbanu Shel Olam. You know, shalot lechvodi asisi, I didn't do it for my own kavod. Below lechvod based abba, not from asisi, I didn't do it for my father's kavod. El lechvodcha, right? I did it for your honor, right? Shalot yarbu machlokas b'Yisrael, so there shouldn't be machlokas in Am Yisrael, right? Rabbi Gamliel was the head of the Beis Din, as you'll see in a second. His wife was married to Rabbi Elazar. His sister was married to Rabbi Elazar. So Nach Hayam Mizafo, sure enough, the Yam, right, was quiet from its anger, and it stopped, threatening to overturn the boat. Ima Shalom, right, that was her name, Debisud Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar's wife, Ima Shalom, was Achted Rabban Gamliel, was Rabban Gamliel's sister, so Havoi, right, Me'ahu Maisa, from this story of Elach, right, from this time and on, Lo Hava Shavka Le, the Rabbi Elazar, Lamepal Al Ape, because she realized the tremendous righteousness of her husband and his ability, right, to affect things, she would never let him say Tachnun. She interfered and didn't let him say Tachnun because Tachlis, he would cry out to Kosh Baruch Hu, right, and something bad would happen to Rabbi Gamliel, which is her brother, right, who is the Av Beis Din or in charge of this whole situation to put him in Chayim. So Yoma Reish Yarchahava, but on one day when it was Rosh Chodesh, the Echlof La Bein Malei Lechaser, and she got confused. She thought it was a one day Rosh Chodesh, and really it was a 2 day Rosh Chodesh. Or the other way around. Either way, long story short, she thought it was Rosh Chodesh, and therefore he wasn't going to say Tachanun. Igad Amri, or some people say, also Ina, the Ka'abavo, right? There's a poor person at the door, Afkei Lerivka, and she gave him some bread. And Ashke Chose, the Nafal Alape, Anpe, right? She came back and she saw he was saying Tachanun. So Amri La, she said, get up, Kum, get up, Katlis La'achi, right? You're killing my brother. So Adahachi, but still, and at that point, right? Still at that point, Nafak Shipura, Mibes Ram Gamliel, the Shachir, still at that point, the announcement went forth from Rabbi Gamliel's house that he had, sure enough, passed away. So Amarla, he said to her, "Menaya das, right? How did you know that that's what was going to happen?" So Amarla, she said, "Kach mechubalei mebeis avi abba. This is why I have a Kabbalah from my grandfather, from my house, from my family. Right, a Masora that kol hasharim ninalim chutz mishari Ona. Right, all the gates are closed, right, except for the gate of Ona. Ona is tefarim again. With someone who's wronged you, someone who has bothered you, someone who upset you. Kosh baruch hu, right? Shamati ki chanunan." Kosh Baruch Hu listens to that person. Okay, let's get to the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan Malan D'Raisa Ha'amanes Ager. If a person does something wrong, speaks against a ger, over B'Shalosh Alavim, you violate 3 Isurim. Va'alochzo, and someone bothers him, kind of like upsets him, right, to pay you back or whatever it is, right? So then over B'Shnayim, you violate 2 Isurim. Maishna Me'ana, the Gemara says, 1 second, I can count the psukim. Right? Why is the difference? Why is Onah different? The Chetiv Yishlosh Alavim, so there are 3 Yisurim. Ger Lo Sona, that's 1. V'chiyaguri Tcha Ger Bar Zechem Lo Sonu Oso, that's 2. V'lo Sonu Yishas Amiso, that's 3. But Ger Bechlal Amisohu, right? Ger is included in Amiso. Right? Obviously, Ger is considered to be a full-fledged Jew. Loch Ton Amis, so too by Lechitza, by someone who bothered him, right, to pay you back, etc. Shloshu Chetiv, you have 3 psukim. Lo Sochateno, V'ger Lo Sochats, V'lo Siya Lo Kenosha. The ger bechalalu, a ger is included, right, in all of these things. So Gemara says you're right. Ela echadzev echadzev shalosha. Really, there are 3 isurim involved in each. Tani will learn the Rabbi Elazar Gadol Omer. Right, either 36 or 46 places, right? A big ger, but upsetting a ger. Right, just Tosfos points out over here, right? Some depends on whether you count kigirim, eisember, etz mitzrayim, etc., etc. Okay, but anyway, 36 or 46 places, right? Why shouldn't don't bother a ger? Why is that? Because it could be that he could go back, right, to his bad, past, right? A person who has a past, right, always in danger of falling back to it, right? So you have to be careful, right, around those types of people. Ma'idichtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says, v'ger lo sonev lo sechotenu ki gerim ha'isem be'eretz Mitzrayim, right? Don't bother a ger, don't do anything bad to a ger, because you were gerim in Mitzrayim. Tanya will end the Rebbeis, okay, either way. Rabbi Nosson Omer, mum shebcha al tomer lechavrcha. If you have some sort of mum, if you have some sort of imperfection, something that's wrong with you, right, don't mention it to your friends, right? Don't say anything about it, right? If you're an angry person, don't say, hey, you get angry all the time, right? So you should, right, again, think about yourself. You're going to embarrass somebody else, right? Vayinu damar inshi, this is what people say. Tizokiv le zekifa bidyukte lo nemalei lechavre zokiv binite, right? If a person got hanged, right? If you had a person who was hanged, right? If Rashi says, mishi yeshlo tolui b'mishpachto, someone who was, someone in the family who got hanged, right? Shouldn't say, oh, hang up this fish, because it kind of reminds them, right, of the person who got hanged in the family. Just to explain a little bit, right, Beis Din doesn't kill by hanging, right? The only hanging would happen is if the person got skilo, right? After the person got skilo, they would hang him up, and then they would take him down and then bury him. So that's already an embarrassing thing. A person got skilo for a serious avera. So if they had someone who had been hanged in the family, right, that means that he was chayv skilo, right, and they had to hang him up afterwards. All right, either way, we'll go right down the Hilul Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.